In Pakistan today, the man suspected of kidnapping Daniel Pearl made a series of threats against the United States. Ahmed Saeed Omar Sheikh faces possible extradition to the U.S. on charges of killing the Wall Street Journal reporter. That possibility prompted a furious outburst when the suspect, who goes by his third name, Omar, appeared in court today. NPR Steve Inskeep reports from the courthouse in Karachi, Pakistan.
It was the suspect's first public appearance in weeks, if you can call it a public appearance. Pakistani police brought two suspected kidnappers into the courthouse with their heads completely covered. The taller man, believed to be Omar, wore a blue and white striped cloth over his face. He also wore handcuffs and chains as police officers guided him through a crowd to the judge's chambers. The U.S. says it wants to try Omar in an American court. Pakistani authorities say they may extradite him after they finish their own legal proceedings, and that possibility was clearly on the suspect's mind. Today, the Pakistani judge said prosecutors could keep Omar in custody for at least 10 more days while they investigate the case. Khoja Naveed is a defense lawyer who listened in as Omar suggested that prosecutors wanted him remanded back to police custody so they have time to send him away.
And he said that they want further remand just only because they want to extradite me to America during police remand.
Prosecutors responded only that if they do extradite Omar, they intend to do it legally. Pakistan has no formal extradition treaty with the U.S., but its authorities have found ways to send other suspects to American courts. Omar is no stranger to prison. He was convicted of terrorism in India in 1994. 5 years later, some of his comrades hijacked an Indian Airlines jet and exchanged all the passengers on board for the freedom of three convicted terrorists, including Omar. In the judge's chambers today, he began making threats. Afterward, prosecutor Raja Qureshi read from his notes of the conversation.
And the accused states that if he is sent to America, then he will return back in the same way as he returned from India, and America will suffer.
As the prosecutor spoke, police led Omar toward an armored car for a ride back to jail. And just before climbing in, he told a group of news photographers, "Sell your dollars, because America will be finished soon." He shouted those words through the blue and white striped cloth on his face. Prosecutors have not said why they think Omar wanted to kidnap Daniel Pearl. Pakistani authorities do say Omar is one of the leaders of a Muslim extremist group called Jaish-e-Mohammed. Court documents say that Omar has also worked with another group linked to Osama bin Laden's Al-Qaeda network. Whatever his motives, witnesses say that Omar confessed during a previous appearance in the judge's chambers. The confession was not under oath, but authorities say a witness has also picked Omar out of a lineup. Prosecutors say they still want a stronger case. They have not found Daniel Pearl's body. Prosecutors say U.S. investigators are examining a videotape of Pearl's murder. They're hoping FBI experts can show in a Pakistani court that the tape is genuine, offering proof of Daniel Pearl's gruesome death. Steve Inskeep, NPR News, Karachi, Pakistan.